audio update for Wednesday, August 13th, 2008. Got a few news stories to touch on here, some comments from top name fighters, and some other stuff we got to go here. First thing we're going to touch on is Kenny Florian revealing in a interview on Tag Radio, the radio partner of MMA Junkie, that MMA Live, ESPN.com's 30-minute MMA show online, could be coming to ESPN or ESPN2 very, very soon. Quote Kenny Florian here, the next couple of months, we're hoping to get MMA Live on ESPN or ESPN2. The sponsors are getting on board as we speak, so we should have a deal very, very soon. We're all very pumped. This could be big for the sport. ESPN having an actual MMA show on their main station. It's millions of people watch that station. Obviously, it's the premier sports station in this country. So, could be big stuff coming for MMA as far as exposure and just kind of the general bringing this sport to more people and to the public. So, could go a long way in people being able to see the sport for what it is rather than having these preconceived notions about what it is today based off what it was 15 years ago. So this could be a very big thing. Right now, MMA Live airs Thursday. Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN.com, and it's definitely a good show to watch. It's hosted by John Anik with Kenny Florian and boxing MMA writer Franklin McNeil. And then they also have other guest hosts and as analysts. So it's a good show. Definitely check it out online, and hopefully that comes to ESPN very soon. Speaking of ill-begotten notions about what the sport of MMA is, John Martin for the Province newspaper in Vancouver has an article about Vancouver needing to drop its guard and let in the UFC. It's from this morning's Vancouver paper, and it's based off of what happened with the crowd on Saturday at UFC 87. He touches on that and just talks about how for with Vancouver being a world-class city in so many respects, city councils don't get past their nanny instincts. He understands Vancouver's not the only city to make life difficult for MMA promoters, but the whole thing is it's critics profess their own ignorance by failing to acknowledge how regulated, professional, and safe the sport has since become. That's John Martin's words there, and it's just a good article, so definitely check it out. Got it under canada.com/theprovince, so it's the Province newspaper out of Vancouver. It's a good article here this morning. Another story, former IFL fighter Tim Kennedy, who is a staff sergeant with the United States Army, is planning on going on terminal leave in the fall and leaving the Army. His enlistment is supposed to end in January. He's planning to do this because his bosses in the Special Operations Command are currently preventing him from competing in civilian MMA. This article I've gotten off the fightnetwork.com, and he as they report here, he apparently considered re-enlisting, but with him being prevented from competing in civilian MMA fights, he needed to make a choice, and he's going to be one of the top unsigned talents, definitely, at middleweight here. He had a 3-0 record in the IFL, so we'll see what happens with him, but this could be a decently big story with his tie to the U.S. Army, especially in this country with you know the support of the troops and all of that patriotism for that. He could come in with the right build up and the right promotion behind him, it could be a big deal. Over on FightHype.com, they have an interview with Anthony Johnson, who very controversially lost at the last fight night after getting his eye poked by Kevin Burns. So it was a good article here. Apparently he actually had a cut on his eye and he has stitches in his eye right now, but he expects to have full vision recovery. It's a good article. He doesn't hold any ill will towards Steve Mazzagatti or UFC after it, but he is going to be appealing the commission because he, as he says, he would hate to have, it wouldn't be right to keep it as a loss on his record. So he also gives his thoughts on John Fitch finishing the fight on Saturday just with pure heart, and also hopes to be fighting again at UFC 90. So definitely check that interview out. It's a good good read over on FightHype.com. Finally, there's an interview with Fedor Emelianenko with MMA Fix on RobVegas.tv that was posted on FightTicker.com. It's just a 2.5-minute little video interview with Fedor's translator, basically giving you what Fedor is saying here. But he just touches on Randy Couture, gives quick thoughts on Dana White's negative comments about him, and then the most interesting thing for me out of here was his thoughts on Brock Lesnar. He said he really enjoyed watching Lesnar and was impressed by his physical and athletic skills, and actually said that he would like to fight him at some point in the future. So that's obviously Brock Lesnar is in no way, shape, or form ready to fight Fedor Emelianenko. That is not at all in the cards for him. But the fact that Fedor wants that fight is interesting in and of itself, and that sets up something down the line as long as Fedor wants to stick around, because Brock's going to need quite a bit more experience before he goes up against the Emperor. So, well, that's all I've got for you today, so be sure to check out Sean Ennis's new Lay of the Land column. He's returning this column back to MMATorch.com after a long hiatus. He's taking a look at the entire welterweight division, breaking it down with champion, the contender, those a step or two away, up-and-comers, on the rebound, and then the rest of the pool of contenders. So it's a very good article written by our senior columnist, Sean Ennis, so be sure to check that out. And continue to check out Alex Williams' MMA blog, his news blog here on MMATorch.com. And we'll be back tomorrow with another daily audio update. Thank you.